Coming up on today's show.
I was like, what is this? And he said, it's the Bible, which it was. It was specifically Freedom from the Inside was had some footnotes that was helped relate to people who are incarcerated.
Peace be with you. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net. At the top of the website, there are links to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram, so you can engage with me and the show that way. Look for those logos, those links there for whichever platform or platforms plural you enjoy using. A reminder as well about the Catholic Sports Radio community, that is the Facebook group, which is free to join and which you can also find a link for on CatholicSportsRadio.net. Remember, too, that any and all of those do give you the opportunity to contact me, as does, of course, traditional email, which you can do through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. I love getting to do this show and bring you the stories of people from the sports world who are first and foremost living out their Catholic faith. The witness that they provide gives us examples of how we can and should be living for the Lord and not for our own personal glory. Let's not be naive, however, to think that there are not people in sports who only have their eye on the prize, as the saying goes. They covet the trophies, the individual honors, their image being splashed all over merchandise and marketing materials, their name on the lips of talk show hosts. And of course, it's all tied into wanting a bigger and bigger payday, sponsorships, endorsements, and a big, big playing contract. It is important to recognize those as temporary and as temptations, and we know, unfortunately, who those come from. In the New Testament, 1 John chapter 2 tells us the following in verses 16 and 17, quote, "For all that is in the world, sensual lust, enticement for the eyes, and a pretentious life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. Yet the world and its enticement are passing away. But whoever does the will of God remains forever." Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest is the Director of Development for Catholic Sports, a national young adult sports ministry that is building community for young Catholics while growing the church through marriage and conversions. A cradle Catholic, he was the final cut from his high school basketball team and fell into a party lifestyle. After falling away from the faith in college, he experienced a powerful conversion his junior year. The community of faith he encountered through Catholic sports in Denver played a pivotal role in his spiritual journey. Today, from the national office in Colorado, he is helping oversee five sports being played in each of four different states, helping unite and provide fellowship for young adults ages 18 to 39. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Tom Darabaris.
Thanks, Bruce. Really appreciate you having me.
You bet, Tom. Thank you for making time for this. We're going to take a little bit different approach with this episode because I'm really fascinated by what you and the others involved with your ministry are doing. And so I want to spend a good deal of time learning more about it and letting the audience hear about this and why I at least think it's pretty unique. But first, forgive me, a few weeks ago, we did a video conference along with one of the others there. And I don't remember if you said where you were actually born and raised. So share that with us, if you would, as well as what the family size is that you come from.
Yes, I'm born and raised from Denver, Colorado. One of the few. We like to joke around that there's not a lot of natives around. But yeah, born and raised basically my two parents, my sister, younger sister, 4 years younger than me, so the four of us.
Okay. And I mentioned in the intro that you are a cradle Catholic, but does that just mean having been baptized in the Catholic Church, or did you attend Catholic schools? Because if not, what did you do for Catholic education?
Sure. So I went to public school growing up, most of my education. So, and a lot of my experience in the faith kind of started around a difficult time. My parents got divorced when I was 7 years old. And I did basically, you know, Sunday school at two different parishes. Thankfully, you know, they kept practicing the faith and everything. But yeah, for the most part, I really struggled in getting fully catechized. And I'm sure we'll get into it more. But there, yeah, basically started learning the faith more later in life.
Okay. Before we get into the high school basketball story or stories, you did play multiple sports growing up, not just basketball?
Yes. So I ran track. I played football for 1 year, lacrosse, basketball, baseball. My dad was my coach in seventh and eighth grade. So, yeah, most of the time that was the main thing that I was doing.
It sounds like, ask me the list of sports I did not play, Bruce, because that's quite a few that you participated in. I need to clarify for the audience that while I mentioned in the intro that Tom was the final cut from his high school basketball team, that was a certain year, meaning, Tom, you did play basketball in high school and actually won a championship. Tell us about that, because you say that you learned some good lessons from it.
Sure. So, yeah, my pinnacle of my high school basketball career was my sophomore year. So I played on the sophomore team at my high school at Cherry Creek High School. So we had freshman team, sophomore team, JV team, and varsity. Yeah, basically my sophomore year, played for Coach Kent Dirtinger, who eventually became the head coach at my high school. And yeah, we won a championship that year. Coach was really important influence in my life. I think, you know, first and foremost, was very hard on me. I was not a good practice player, and he knew that. He really challenged me and seemed to really focus on me and my effort a lot, and it really really bothered me. I was just like, I didn't really know what was going on. And about a week before the season was supposed to start, like, I was one of the best players on the team, and I knew it. And he had me playing on the reserves the week of before our first game. And I had my subsequently the best week of practice of my life. And we go into the first game, and because I had the best week of practice of my life, he writes all the starters up and he puts my name up there. And so we're about to head out to the game, and he stops me on the way out. And he you know, says that, you know, obviously I had a good week of practice. And he says, do you know why I challenge you more than anybody else? And I said, no. And he's like, you're the best player on the team. I need to challenge you. I can't challenge the person at the end of the bench. The way, like, you need to basically push the team forward.
Wow.
And at that point, you know, I would have just ran through a wall for the guy. Like, I absolutely understood that, like, in order to really care about somebody, you really need to challenge them and push them, you know. And I certainly see parallels with that in the faith. Our relationship really grew throughout the season as well. The championship game, I think we were undefeated. Championship game, we were losing by like 10 points at halftime, and I actually suggested an adjustment to our offense. And he actually listened to me. Like, we built up enough trust. So I was like, okay, we got to adjust the offense. Mid-game of the championship game, we ended up coming back and we ended up winning. So, yeah, really important just relationship that I had in my life. And he was really impactful.
Yeah, I can tell. That's exciting. Wow. So let's fasten our seatbelts here, folks, because Tom, let's start into your testimony. For openers, begin by telling us about what I hinted at in the intro, that you were the final cut from the high school basketball team and the lifestyle that you then fell into.
Sure. And yeah, so I was final cut on my varsity team. Actually, to kind of like relate it back to my journey in sports, when I got cut, all my teammates and people that knew that I was playing basketball with were like, basically, that sucks, you know, just really negative about it. One of the people that I approached was my coach to basically just, you know, feel better. And one of the things that he did that I think is just a good example of how sports can really impact people is when I went in, he wasn't being negative about the fact that I got cut. He basically was like, wanted to share stories about that season, really recognized just like the dignity that I had as a player. So I just wanted to mention that because I think when I look back on my career, like in sports, one of the big lessons that I learned from him was that it's not as much about sports and more about like recognizing just the person and the dignity of that person and helping them grow. So I loved learning that lesson from him. Nevertheless, it was to be cut my senior year. Like that was all I ever knew was like you said, I played a bunch of different sports. That was all I ever knew as an athlete. And all of a sudden, you know, didn't have that. And I really found my identity, you know, started drinking in high school. And then by the time I went to college, joined a fraternity, and it really just kind of went off the rails. You know, I wasn't practicing the faith. I wasn't living the life, and found myself, you know, really just struggling with depression and anxiety. And God found me very abruptly, basically my junior year.
Yeah. And so obviously your studies weren't that important to you either, because it sounds like it was all about the party scene first and everything else a distant second.
Yeah, it was more about, I don't know, I guess I just kind of adopted the identity of being a party guy after, you know, losing the identity of being a jock.
Well, and we haven't mentioned this yet, but folks, would you believe it if I told you that as his story continues, Tom actually found himself in jail? Indeed, that is the case, and praise God for the tremendous witness that Tom has to share in the form of a conversion story as a result. First, though, I was recently at this month's Florida Podcasters Association meeting, and someone was asking me how Catholic Sports Radio is going, and among the follow-up questions this person asked me was, have you gotten any donations for your show lately? In all honesty, if you wanted to, you could actually track that yourself, since as a public thanks, I always say on the air when someone has made a financial gift to my ministry. So as a result, any recent activity would be noticeable by its absence, unfortunately. On the last few episodes, I've been giving out information on some awards that ideally I would have liked to submit the show for, but even more so than just trying to get recognition are the costs that I face that are not optional. I don't have to go for those awards, and it does kind of tie back in a sense to what I said in my ministry moment. In fact, I don't remember if I passed along last month when I had put $100 into trying to boost one of the interviews, which was an attempt to grow the audience. Since I'm just a one-person operation and don't get any income from doing this show, nor do I have any sponsors, any and all expenses have to come out of my own pocket. It's not a case of, don't you have an advertising budget, Bruce? Because this was a calling for me. It's not a business. It's something that I do on my own. So there's no such thing as even an operating budget, period, for Catholic Sports Radio. I say all this to ask you, when you evaluate the tithing that you're doing, if you would kindly consider my Catholic Sports Radio ministry, especially if you are finding value in the work that I'm doing. If you feel you're benefiting from listening to this show, I ask that you kindly help me out by way of the blue Donate to CSR button on the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net. At one point when a guest donated, he said to me, I was going to say on the air during our interview how fast and easy it was to send something through that button on the website, but I didn't want to disrupt the flow of the conversation. Through that button on CatholicSportsRadio.net, you can contribute whatever amount you're comfortable with by way of simply typing it in yourself, meaning you are not forced to choose from a list of predetermined amounts. Alternatively, as some have done instead, you can get in touch with me via social media or email bruce@CatholicSportsRadio.net, and I will write you back with details on sending a check through the mail. As a thank you to anyone who contributes, regardless of the amount, I will happily say your name on an upcoming episode, with your permission, of course, as you've heard me do in the past for guests and listeners who have made a gift to my ministry, or as some have asked me to do, you can choose to remain anonymous, in which case I will give a generic on-air thank you without naming names. Your support of my work really means a lot to me. I'm grateful for you listening and for considering Catholic Sports Radio as part of your tithing. Tom, please continue with your conversion story and where we just left off with you having fallen into the party lifestyle.
Yeah, so, basically, the conversion happened after a night out with one of my fraternity brothers. Got completely blacked out, woke up the next morning in a holding cell in Larimer County, Fort Collins. And spent a couple of nights, gathering my thoughts. Thankfully, there's a police officer that was there that took some mercy on me and wheeled in basically a stack of books and said, hey, do you want to choose a book? And almost kind of jokingly, I was like, do you have anything that you suggest? And thankfully, he had the mercy and the courage to pick one particularly off the shelf and said, just dead serious, this is a very comforting book. And I looked at it. I didn't realize what it was. It said Freedom from the Inside on the outside cover. And I was like, what is this? And he said, it's the Bible, which it was. It was specifically Freedom from the Inside had some footnotes that was helped relate to people who are incarcerated. They had this on hand, basically in the jail. And, really, I remember just staring at it and, had all the thoughts going through my head. And yeah, just felt God was reaching out in that moment. And for the first time in my life, I really started reading scripture. Like I said, I wasn't, I didn't have a strong catechesis growing up. But, thankfully my dad, had encouraged me to, I just read Psalms and Proverbs. And I remember getting to the Gospels and specifically getting to the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew's Gospel, talking about anxiety and realizing that my life was out of control because I didn't have God in my life. I didn't have that through line. Really thankful to, have encountered God there. And, thankful too that, even though my parents weren't together, they continued practicing the faith and their perseverance, at least maybe feel that I could go back home. So it's just important for, there are so many statistics for parents out there, even after, seeing that, I knew I could go back, So, and going back to the faith, at least to me at that time, meant basically just going back to church, because it always been more just like a cultural thing for me. It was something I did on Sundays outside of my friend group. So what I really needed to make an actual full conversion is just encountering real Catholic community. And I didn't encounter that until I encountered the ministry that I now work in, which is Catholic Sports. I basically had a friend of mine that was playing in the leagues. And he said, hey, do you want to play in this basketball league? Do you want to substitute? And I said, sure. So I showed up to substitute. Turns out he actually wasn't there. And I was actually substituting for him. Didn't get the memo. But luckily, I don't know. Just everybody was really inviting. And I remember going out to eat afterwards with people. And I just felt called to keep coming back. And I saw getting engrossed in this community, I saw people that were living life differently. I saw relationships that were vastly different than anything that I had encountered in the secular world. I saw people that were really living for Christ in a way that wasn't just I used to joke around I was hoping our generation was going to get graded on a curve when it came to getting into heaven. I was just punching the ticket to show up. It's a mass, and that was going to be enough. But I saw the joy, right, that you see in people that are like really living the faith. And I saw just really good examples. You need to encounter that. And so much evangelization starts with something really simple.
Yeah, I really think that it's just such an amazing story of how everything came full circle for Tom. Audience, did you hear what it was? He was cut from the basketball team, and we heard how much he loved basketball and how successful he had been on it on the team that did win the championship. And all of a sudden, here's basketball that was such a big part of his life, and it's gone, and he falls into the lifestyle that he did. And what was the thing that brought him back out of it? It was this friend saying, basketball. So he goes, and little did he know, as he said, that the substitution was for the friend. And so it's basketball that brought him back and was kind of the final piece of the puzzle of coming back to his faith. And so clearly you can see how the Lord was using sports in Tom's life to give him that wake-up call and for him to have this reversion that we're hearing. I mentioned in the intro, Tom, that what you are doing through your ministry is five different sports in each of four different states. And here's why I think this is unique, and then you can tell the audience more. Number one is that as great as it is that so many efforts are made for, say, middle schoolers and or high schoolers, what you're doing is for ages 18 to 39. And secondly, it's not just a camp that someone goes away to for 3 days or 3 weeks. This is continuous all year long.
Yeah. So yeah, we have it going on. I know in Denver we have leagues going on, I think 49 weeks out of the year. Not only leagues, but basically events as well as Bible studies as well. We see the leagues as a way to really just build an authentic community for Catholics that's just really changing people's lives.
Yeah, in the context of the work that you and the others are doing through your ministry, talk about the struggles that young adults have with loneliness and spiritual disconnect.
Yeah, so in 2019, Cigna Health did a research study, identified Gen Z, which is like 20-year-olds nowadays, as the loneliest generation. I'm sure all your listeners, can understand looking out at the pews that there's just not a lot of young people involved. And the largest identifier for people of faith is people who don't have faith, the nuns, N-O-N-E-S. That has grown basically in every subsequent generation since the silent generation. So we have people who are really struggling with loneliness. They're really struggling with identity and spiritual disconnect. And we're also seeing people that are increasingly disconnected to the faith. We're trying to bridge that gap by creating a community where they can encounter the relationship in their life that is going to fulfill them the most, which is the relationship with Jesus Christ.
And audience, I want to make sure you understand why I have really just come very, very quickly to admire the work that Tom and the others there are doing. So you understand why I put the emphasis on it's great there's so much being done for, say, middle schoolers and or high schoolers, but what happens to them afterwards? You heard about what happened to Tom. Basketball was taken away from him. He goes to college, and he kind of falls away. Who's there to look after this college student and, I don't want to say his needs, but something that's going to keep him in the faith? So as I mentioned, if someone goes away for 3 days or 3 weeks to a sports camp, even if it is Catholic-based, well, what about all the rest of the time? And so here is Tom and the others that is doing this work all year long so that the loneliness doesn't set back in because you only went to something that's 3 days or 3 weeks. Now, as someone whose ministry is based on the intersection of faith and sports, my ears certainly perked up, Tom, when you told me in the lead-up to today that you and the folks you're working with see sports as a way to evangelize and build community. Share with the audience about that.
Yeah, similar to my story, it's that invitation into something that's really simple and easy that that you're used to and that you understand. And, you know, it was for me, sports growing up, and it is for a lot of different people. And it's a great way to make introduction. And it's honestly, so when Paul Spots, our founder, founded Catholic Sports in 2010, he looked out at the landscape of young adults events and stuff that are out there. There's stuff out there that brings people in proximity to each other. There's things that, you know, will get young adults in a room, you know, but you need something that's going to be collaborative and something that's going to be participatory and called, and sports calls them back, being a part of that team, right? And having that relationship, even, you know, regardless if you win or lose, kind of like the relationship with my coach, to be able to have somebody within your life that you can relate to that you've gone through something together. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. And folks, I don't want you to think that I'm putting such a huge, huge emphasis on just the sports participation part, because don't miss the part where Tom said earlier that not only do they also do Bible study, but there's also fellowship. So you might go out and have a basketball game with the others, but then you're going to go out and sit down and break bread right next to those same people that you were just playing with. And by the way, I am going to put a link on the show page for this episode on CatholicSportsRadio.net to the program that Tom is talking about that he and the others are doing, so that you can see it. And I know you're saying, well, Bruce, you said it's only in four states, but they are going to grow. You may want to contact them and ask them, are you coming to my city? Are you coming to my state? So please look at their website through the link that I'm going to put on my website for this particular episode. Tom, share with the audience about all that you're doing at your local parish too, because I do want to just step away from your Catholic sports ministry for a minute just to focus on Tom the Catholic and the life that you're leading in your faith life.
Yeah, so I'm heavily involved through, basically I've been on our young adult community committee, been involved in small group ministry as well. Specifically, there's a program called The Search that I did through, I did personally myself, and then helped lead in my parish. My parish, it's interesting, like there's not, it's generally an older parish, and it's in connecting with a lot of the community there. Like, I've realized too that there's a lot of people who are, you know, older generations who have kids, who have grandkids, that like really just don't know what to do when it comes to like reaching young adults. You know, they have people in their lives that they want to incorporate. And one of the things that really led me to want to work for Catholic Sports was getting more involved in my parish too, and understanding the whole community as well. I think it's great to get involved through ministry. I also cantor on Sundays at my parish, on our parish festival committee. I think you can become, as a young adult, like the main person at your parish for young adult things, just simply by participating and showing up. Be the guy who goes to Donut Sunday, stuff like that too. But yeah, I mean, it's been really fruitful to get involved in the parish, and it certainly solidified to me that, it's our ministry is really a great way to connect, you know, all generations into our community to help, you know, reach young adults and impact and grow the church as well.
Well, and on a related note, I do always like to close by asking the guest about the time that they've spent in the sacrament of holy matrimony, if indeed they are married. And Tom, in your case, you say that you've actually seen your sports leagues lead people to marriage.
Yes, that is really one of the biggest fruits of Catholic sports. A couple years in, Paul was, our founder, was like, I don't know if I want to keep doing this. He talked to a priest friend of his, and the priest was like, what are some fruits you're seeing? He said, I don't know, we saw like four or five people get married this summer. And the priest was like, what? That's more than my parish is actually seeing. Like, you have to keep going. So we've kept track of that. I have had at least 88 people that have come to our leagues and found their spouse. Not everybody comes back and tells us, but, you know, we've launched, you know, upwards of, you know, 50 families then have come from there. The reason why Catholic Sports is really great at that, I actually have a friend of mine that works in marriage ministry. One of the things that he encourages is specifically you have to have events that cater to young men. because they're the hardest people to find and engage in the church. Sports specifically engages young men for a co-ed ministry. So 60% of our league participants are male. And we just see it as a place, you know, obviously young women can find young men that are practicing. There are also 22% of the people in our leagues are non-Catholic, you know, to be able to evangelize them is great. But we're growing the church not just through conversions, but also marriages. And we see it's really important to, you know, engage young men and get them into Bible studies, get them formed. You look out at the culture and really is just in need of strong male leaders, and we see Catholic sports as a way to engage young men, not only with their church, but also, you know, to their future spouse.
Amen. Amen. It's no surprise that I very much believe in the work that Tom and the others are doing. And folks, clearly there's no connection. You're probably thinking Catholic sports ministry and Bruce's Catholic sports radio, are they connected? We're not connected. And you heard him say theirs was founded in 2010 and mine started in early 2019. But nonetheless, Tom, really great that we did get connected. And gosh, thank you so much for coming on Catholic Sports Radio, not only sharing about your mystery, but just opening up and sharing your testimony and everything that you went through. So God bless you and the work that you're doing. And I appreciate you making time to be on Catholic Sports Radio.
Appreciate it, Bruce.
And folks, let's close with our sportsman's prayer this week and do it together, of course, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have blessed us with our minds, our spirits, and our bodies. Help us always to be good sports. Help us to understand that when we put on the team uniform, we are first and foremost ambassadors of the Catholic faith. May we always remember that those with whom we play and compete are our brothers and sisters in Christ. May we always treat each other with dignity and respect. May our work and play always give you honor and glory. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those. C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.